This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Hello, welcome back to the Radio Yorkshire Saturday morning Ross and Josh Show. Although it's not the Ross and Josh Show, because Ross is here, Josh may or may not be dead. Not entirely sure. We'll have to keep checking that throughout the morning. Check up on the hashtag, hashtag is Josh dead yet, and we'll keep you informed as the day goes on. But luckily, we don't have to keep checking that as we've been joined by Dave Rivers, stand-up comedian and just all-round wonderful human being in the studio this morning as well. A very good morning to Dave, today's first Josh Sadler replacement service.
Well, hello there, Mr. Rouse.
You appear to have come in as a Southern belle.
Yes, today. Yeah, I have.
That's lovely. That's a really nice accent you've got there.
Well, I've had a lot of fun this morning getting here. I've just entered into a contract with the parking people downstairs. Right. Well, I haven't signed anything, but it says on the wall that I've entered a contract. I'm looking forward to seeing the fruits of that contract come to my pocket.
Well, I could, what are the terms?
The terms are, don't park here! Don't park here!
We the contract says, if you agree not to park here, we'll agree to not do anything either.
Well, that's it, yeah. Like, oh, well, if you park here, we can charge you £60. Okay, if I don't park here, is there any kind of, I don't know what the word is. Give me money. Give me money is what I'm after.
Right, okay. Yeah, what is the word?
Recoupance. Is that a word?
It is now. It's recoupance on Radio Yorkshire.
Yes. But it's fun, though. I mean, getting here, it's like Renaissance England outside. It's very, very, very foggy. I didn't know I was coming to a radio station. I was actually looking for the blacksmiths. But I ended up here, so it's good.
Has your horse lost the shoe again?
Yes. Always with the shoes.
I know. Why can't they go barefoot? What's wrong with them?
I don't know. Like, I got him some flip-flops, and he was not impressed.
Your tongue.
I tell you what, though. What I have been watching this morning is Wayward Pines. Have you been watching that?
Wayward Pines. Is that the thing with Matt Dillon in it?
Yes. Oh, it's good.
Is it? Because isn't it either written or produced or directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. Don't say his name or else he'll come out the cupboard.
Oh, he's coming out for dinner. Oh, it's M. Night Shyamalan. Oh, God, what's going to happen at the end?
Oh, no. It's not a dinner at all. It's actually a funeral.
We're eating the body. Yeah, it's terrible, yeah. Because he's kind of lost his way a little.
Yeah, he did that. What was a good film he did? Sixth Sense, was that him?
Yeah, Sixth Sense was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, man, amazing. Guy's dead.
If you haven't seen it, spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Admittedly, how long does a film have to be out before you can spoil it?
Yeah, I mean, that is like 10 years old, that film. If you haven't seen Sixth Sense, you deserve to be spoiled now.
I don't know if you've read the Bible, but spoiler alert.
It's like Titanic.
Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah. Well, it's been approximately, 102 years since the actual incident. If you don't know now, you never will.
But could you imagine if we were trying to list off M. Night Shyamalan films without actually revealing what the storyline is? So it's Sixth Sense, guy meets kid who sees dead people. Okay, right. What's the next one? Oh, there's a village.
Oh, no, the next one was Unbreakable. Oh. Unbreakable?
No, I never seen that one.
That was Bruce Willis again and Samuel L. Jackson. And Bruce Willis was Unbreakable.
Right.
The clue's in the name.
Yeah. And then was the twist that he was breakable?
I'm struggling to, I kind of can remember the twist, but I don't want to say it unless it's not the twist. I also don't want to say it in case, you know, you're 10 years behind. You're just working your way through all the films from 15 years ago, and you're like, I was going to watch Unbreakable tonight, and he's ruined it.
Oh, no.
That's absolutely ruined it. Tonight, it's M. Night Shyamalan night. It's M. Night Shyamalan night.
Me and the boys from the Beehive are going to watch M. Night Shyamalan films all night.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's what we do on a Saturday. No, then they had The Village.
Yep.
See, these were all good. These were all good films.
Village was a weird one.
Signs was good.
Signs was okay. Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. I mean, it was only good because Joaquin Phoenix in it, and Joaquin Phoenix is an incredible actor.
Oh, I love him.
He's brilliant.
He's dreamy. Straight dude. Like,
yeah.
He's lovely.
Yeah. So would it be Joaquin that could possibly turn you? Is that the one?
Potentially.
Yeah.
I did like him in that the film of Johnny Cash.
Walk the Line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that was very good. He's very good. You know, I'm a big fan of Johnny Cash. Born MC.
Is that your impression of Johnny Cash?
No. Yes. Okay. Well, it's fine. I'm sorry. It's Weirwood Pines, though. Wow.
Right. So tell us, is it a bit Twin Peaks? Is it not?
Never seen Twin Peaks.
Right. It's a bit Twin Peaks.
I like how we're acting like experts on TV. Yet I haven't seen half of the programs we're talking about.
It's a bit like all those programs you haven't seen. Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird though, because obviously he did all the films and they were like, "Whoa, crazy, spooky." Yeah. And then he's done what every other like famous film director does and makes a TV series. He's like, how can I make a little bit more money? And I'm just going to do it.
A little bit more money.
A little bit.
I need a little bit
more
time.
Money. A little bit more money is all I need. So he did Weirwood Pines, and it's pretty cool. It's about a village. Again. Like, watch it. I don't want to spoil it because it literally blew my mind last night.
Don't spoil it. Something that's on at the moment. That would be.
Watch all the episodes in order, like you normally would.
Right.
And then episode 4 will blow your mind.
Okay.
It's literally the biggest twist I've ever seen. Because I like a lot of science fiction-y kind of stuff.
So you haven't seen Twin Peaks?
No, I thought that was a TV series.
It is.
British TV series.
No, it's an American one. David Lynch. Classic. It's Weirwood Pines, but better. If you like Weirwood Pines, you will love Twin Peaks.
I'm quite offended, actually. Have you seen Weirwood Pines?
No, but
so then how do you know it's better?
Because it's...
Then I think you just...
No, it's because it's the greatest TV programme ever made, so therefore it has to be better.
Right, okay.
It's better than everything. You name it, it's better than Call the Midwife. It's better than Lost. It's better than Lost.
I like the Lost.
It's better than Tipping Point.
Tipping Point. On your edge stuff.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh, the coins drop.
Oh, my, what's the twist? The twist is there's no twist. Yeah.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
It's the Ross and Josh Show here on Radio Yorkshire. My name is Ross Briley, and oh my word, hashtag is Josh dead yet? The answer is no, he's alive and well. He's returned like our Lord and Saviour.
I feel a bit like that. I think that might have been what happened with Jesus when he wasn't dead.
He just had a two-day migraine.
He had a two-day migraine. They put him in a cave and rolled the thing over so none of the light come in. I tell you
Make
what,
that, that's brilliant.
I cannot believe there's a certain sort of joie de vivre that I'm feeling at the minute of just. Well, no, I mean, all I've been able to do for the past
you've had an hour-long migraine and developed a vocabulary.
I know. Well, the stranger things have happened. There was the BBC did a documentary once about a woman who woke up and started speaking Chinese after she'd had a massive migraine. But anyway, that's another thing.
Was she Chinese?
No.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, it is very strange. But no, in as far as all I've been able to do for the past hour is to lay down and feel pain. Just being able to stand up and have my eyes open is
I think the most disappointing thing is that I in no way was the one inflicting that pain. That's the only thing I'm thinking right now.
You don't like that when that happens, do you, at all?
I don't, no. I'm very protective over you feeling pain.
That's strictly your racket.
It is, yeah, pretty much.
And most
yeah.
of the time you are using a racket to inflict it.
Well,
so.
Sometimes a bat, maybe a paddle.
Yeah.
But it's the Ross and Josh Show. Welcome back, Josh, everybody. Yeah.
Hello.
Are you all right? Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, good, right. Dave Rivers has been in the studio replacing Josh, and I thought you were doing a great job, Dave.
Well, I'm trying my hardest. Getting out there. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. There's cameras in here.
I've got nervous now. Josh is here. Josh is good. Josh, he knows what he's talking about.
He really does. Have you met Josh?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I thought a few times.
Are you sure it wasn't another Josh? Are you thinking of Josh Groban?
I think it might have been someone else who was small.
Are you thinking of... did you meet Toulouse Lautrec? Samwise Ganges.
Samwise Ganges.
I can see.
That's
I can
it would
see.
Have been, yeah,
I can see you made that mistake. So it's the Ross and Josh Show. Josh has joined us. Dave Rivers is also in with his lovely beard and seven head.
I'm purring with
are
my
you?
Beard.
You
yes.
are. It's
yes.
lovely. It's it really lovely. Is well groomed.
Well, I have to have a big head to have all this information inside of it. So much brains.
Yeah, you do have many brains.
And lots of brains.
The man with many brains.
I'm like Siler out of Heroes. Have you ever watched Heroes?
No one did.
There's a new series coming out.
No one cares. Dave Rivers, the man with many brains, and to balance it out, the man with no brain has joined us in the studio. Is that the nicest intro? James, I don't know why I'm calling you James, I'm not your mother.
Scott
Jim Bayes.
Sunday. Hello.
Jim Bayes has joined us in the studio.
Thanks for that really kind intro. I feel welcome now. And thank you very much, everyone. Bye.
You've come in, I don't have to get up. I didn't come in here to be insulted. What's the thing? Is it then you go, where do you normally go? What's the line? It's a clap. That's a.
Hey, it was a, where do you normally go?
Yeah. We need a plan, see? No, hang on, that's different. That's Al Capone. I think I get confused. Jim Bayes is joining the studio, and it's either raining or you're an incredibly sweaty chap.
A little of both.
Yep.
A little of both.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. You got you're the only one that got the wear lycra memo.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually wear lycra just randomly during the day, so why not?
Well, no, I agree. Yeah, why not? I agree. Thanks. And how are you fitting into that lycra? Because the last time you were in the studio, you were more of a man. I mean, there was more of you.
This is lovely.
Yeah, more of a man.
It's a very it's not a backhanded compliment, but it's just veiled, isn't it?
Have you got something
you've lost weight, Jim?
I didn't
and you're
mean more
good.
Of a man. I meant there was more man of you.
There was more of me. What happened was I decided. You see. There comes a time where you decide, do I want food or do I want to pay the bills? And I've had to pay the bills, and so as a result, stopped eating.
Right, okay. It was literally a coin toss.
It was a coin, yeah. So when you don't eat, what happens is you tend to lose a little of weight. But I did also buy a bike. And here's a top tip for you guys. If you do buy a bike, ride it.
Right, yeah, that's always good, yeah.
Which helps. Yeah. Dave was talking about weight loss earlier. It really does help to ride your bike.
Yeah.
I think Queen were onto something.
Yeah, they really were, yeah. Again, there's been so many things. I wish in some way I was quicker on the desk, because my brain, halfway through that, I was like, there's probably a song in there. Oh, maybe I should search for it. Oh, maybe we can find it. But no, it's gone now. The moment's gone. But we'll play it in 10 minutes, because I've never been one to let a good joke go to waste based on timing.
this is true. I've seen your set.
That's one thing. People have always said about me.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Do you believe in aliens, Ross?
No, but I'm hoping you convince me.
No, well, I think I do, right? I have this thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of the ancient aliens principle.
I don't know, therefore aliens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, principle, right, is a very kind of broad term for it, a nice term for it. It's basically the idea that aliens visited us in the past,
right,
and dictated our future.
So like a Prometheus kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But like, there's
Spoiler alert.
God. We are killing films today. That's three films we've knocked off people's lists.
Yeah.
You don't need to see that now.
Okay, never. Last week we spoiled Jurassic World, so we couldn't really do any more.
No, Jurassic World director spoiled Jurassic World.
Yeah, fair point, yeah. This is a very anti Jurassic World studio, and we should keep it that way.
Yeah, well, I missed the show the other week because I was watching Jurassic World. Mistake. Don't go watch it. Go watch it. It's great, honestly. Yeah. I'm pulling a face.
I don't think you don't need to promote it anymore. It's made over £1 billion at the box office. Anything we say is not going to make any difference whatsoever.
That's true.
See, that's why Jim lost so much weight, is because Jurassic World put him right off.
Did
eating.
It?
Yeah.
Right.
Because they don't really have manners, dinosaurs. Like, they eat, and it's just,
I wasn't eating
everywhere.
I know I was fat, but I wasn't eating people. It looked that way.
But you thought my intro was bad. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going by...
There's a tourist. That looks tasty.
It's fat cannibal Jim Bayes.
Mainly because I couldn't catch them, to be honest.
Everyone was quicker than you. That was it.
Well, everyone has their reasons for losing weight, man, so that's cool.
Everyone has their reasons for cannibalism. Marty said, I'm a quick runner. That was it. That was how I worked it out. Oh, dear. Anyway, you're listening to the Ross and Josh Show. It's Radio Yorkshire. We've got four people in the studio, and it's even hotter than it was before. One person we don't have in the studio is acclaimed human being and stand-up comedian Mr. Peter Brush.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, he has recorded some thoughts for the week, which was nice. He was on our the Not So Late Show with Ross and Josh this Thursday.
He was,
which we were now promoting after the event. Didn't mention it last week. So thanks everyone for not coming down because you didn't know about it. And he was excellent. Now you've all worked with Peter, haven't we? We've all worked with Peter.
Yes. I love Peter.
Does everyone else share my love for Peter?
I have a lot of love for Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I said that in a voice that Med Car shares with him for Future. Rather creepy, didn't it, really?
I think it's all good. I think we should ramp up this, because seeing Peter Brush uncomfortable is one of my favourite experiences in life.
You're getting very good at being able to create that feeling for him.
Yeah, I really am, yeah. I'm really enjoying it.
I don't think he is.
Well, I don't know. I think he's getting some sort of masochistic joy from it.
I think he really enjoys it.
Yeah,
I really think he goes home and writes down all of the different awkward, and how many people he's made feel awkward, because I think it's lovely.
Yeah, sure he does. It's like a dream journal, but for awkwardness.
Like a collage on his wall.
Yes, I'm sure it's great. Well, he was on our show the other day, and a friend of mine came along and I said, oh, thanks for coming along, I hope you enjoyed the show. She said, yeah, it's great, I really enjoyed, she called him Brushio. I really enjoyed Brushio. Is he single?
Brushio. Brushio would be like the fast show Spanish version of Peter Brush.
Ah, Brushio. Well, he's
de mi es con comedia el Brushio.
Peter, if you're listening, you're not. So that's the Ross and Josh show on Radio Yorkshire, joined by Peter Brush. Here is his thoughts for the day.
I'd like to be a merman, I think, you know, like half man, half fish. I was thinking I'd quite like to be half man, half fish, but not like, you know, I'd like my bottom half to be a man and the top half to be one of those fish that you find at the bottom of the ocean that has got like a light in front of their head, because I think it'd be very useful if a fuse ever went. And it also means that you could probably read in bed, couldn't you? Although it'd be difficult to sleep afterwards, because I don't know if you could turn it off. There you go. I think that'll do.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, there we go. That's Peter Brush with his
interactions.
There we go. He's still going. With his Peter Brush with his unedited thoughts for the week. There. Would you like to be a merman, Dave?
Well, I have a problem with Peter's analogy there. Although inspiring, if you have a light in front of your head, if you're a fish, okay. So the light's in front of you, but aren't your eyes in the side of your head? So, actually, you'd have to have the booked at the side of your head.
Are you suggesting that fish can't see forwards?
I don't think they can. My fish can't see forwards because they keep...
Your fish?
I have fish.
You've got fish.
Yeah, okay. And you're not aware where their eyes are.
Well, they're not in the front. They can't look forward.
Maybe when you go home, pay attention to your fish. Their eyes are... Like,
they still look forward. I mean, eyes are on the front of my face and I can look sideways.
Can you?
How far?
Wait.
No, I can't.
Have you ever been to the zoo and just seen? I don't know.
Been to the zoo?
A fish zoo, like SeaWorld or something.
Aquarium. Guys, I've got this great idea for a business. It's called a fish zoo.
I'm gonna call it Fish Zoo.
Do you want to go to the fish enclosure? Oh, they're all dead. Oh, I forgot the water. Oh, it's terrible. We should do that. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Jim Bass. I'm a fat cannibal. Come to my fish zoo.
Do you look out for a fish? No, I haven't got eyes in the side of my head.
That's there you go. Oh, fish zoo. Fish zoo.
But I've got fish.
On Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, this is like every show we need to create a new jingle. So or an advert. Could you do an impromptu advert for Jim Bayes' fish zoo?
No. Actually, yeah. Here goes, right. Jim Bayes' fish zoo. How was that?
That's good. I'll edit that later. We'll make it into a thing.
Okay, let's try and elaborate on this. Do you like fish? Do you like fish in captivity? Then come along to Jim Bezos' fish zoo, because fish are here. There's lots of them. Is that right?
It sounds like they're more likely to be battered and served with chips.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Dave's basically... When he says, oh, my fish, he's got a freezer full of frozen fish.
He lives in a fish and chip shop.
With fish fingers, fish, prawns. Yeah, that's my fish
muscles. Are they the only two things you know in the sea?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fish fingers?
Also, fish... Ooh, whales.
Fish don't have fingers. They don't even have... They can't even look forwards.
I mean, it'd be great if they did.
It would be... Well, would it? Or would it be terrifying?
Well, they
If you
could...
saw a fish dragging himself out of the sea...
Well, he couldn't breathe, can he?
Isn't that kind of what happened... Like billions of years ago that led to us being us.
I don't think they'd evolve fingers before they came out of the sea. I think that was...
There was some kind of development.
Unless that might have been the first thing that evolutionised.
That's what
there
God
was just
wanted.
One fish. There was just one fish that was putting all the work in and everything else was...
Come on. Come on, lads, let me help you
Come
out.
On, lads, I've got fingers. You're not even trying.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
God, you should smell. I promise that you will smell the fish. Come on, smell it.
Incredible. Thanks for you being 5 minutes behind, Dave. That's lovely.
It's a satellite delay from over here in the studio.
Yeah, you are a long way away.
Oh, that's it.
Dave, you love aliens.
I do. I love aliens. I've been recently doing a bit of research into it and finding out about all the different alien civilizations there are in the galaxy. And this is just true, guys. This is just facts that I'm going to sell you here.
Do you love them because you've been researching them, or have you been researching because you love them? What was the start to this?
Well, I was interested because I've always liked sci-fi films and stuff like that. And modern day religions just don't have that many guns and spaceships in for me. So I thought, well, let's have a look at how another origin story of the human race.
As opposed to the olden day religions, which have got lots of guns and spaceships.
Yeah, exactly. Like, none of them have anything for me. So I've gone for the alien side of things, which is the ancient aliens, which is about aliens coming from all over and, like, just modifying the human... Like, they believe that the human race was created by aliens, crossbreeding with not Homo sapiens, the other one.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
So basically to create this. Yeah, so that's true, pretty much.
What do you mean it's true pretty much?
Well, that's it. This is the thing with the ancient aliens. None of it, it's all true. It's all facts. It's all things I've read on other people's blogs. Right. So it's got to be real.
These are the same people that believed the Earth was flat that have talked about the ancient aliens.
Come on, it's a kumquat shaped. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a pear.
There's not enough kumquat shaped things in the world, is there?
No, there are not, apart from the world, obviously. Come on.
What is a kumquat again?
It's a fruit.
Sorry, all right. Yeah, okay, fine.
They don't have them in space.
He knows about aliens, but he doesn't know about fruit.
Yeah, I'm like one of those people.
Of course,
one of those. Of course, it's obvious, isn't it?
So, name an alien. Can you name an alien?
Trevor.
Trevor?
That's my dad's name.
I've got news for you.
Explains a lot.
Dad?
To be fair, on 2 weeks ago, we found out that you spent 9 years in your mother's womb before being born, so that might well have something to do with it.
I'm an alien.
You're a legal alien.
I'm an Englishman. I've never been to New York.
You're an Englishman in a sweaty room.
In York.
In Yorkshire. I'm an Englishman in Yorkshire. We should do that as a jingle as well.
Sorry,
that
Dave.
Would be a good jingle.
So aliens.
Obviously there's...
Obviously.
We have the...
Could we just say that the word obviously should not be used at all in this?
Hey, Ross, I don't know jokes, so that's why I'm just spitting the truth today, right?
Right, you're a truth spitter.
I'm a truth spitter. Right. So, there's like 9 different civilizations, and this is proven by blogs, right? And obviously one of the main civilizations you might have heard of are Greys. And we don't call them the Greys, that's racist. So the Greys are a race of aliens that you might recognise as having like the weird kind of pear-shaped head. I don't know, it might become kumquat-shaped.
It might well become. Oh, he knows fruits now.
Oh, yeah, when he's talking about bloody aliens.
Exactly.
So the Greys, they obviously abduct people, you might have heard that.
They abduct people, but they're really offended if you call them Greys.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now listen here, I know we took your entire family, but there's a word for us, all right? And I don't like it. I don't like your attitude. Now, would you like your son back?
So they're all right with you calling them Greys, just not the Greys?
Yeah, I think so. I think.
Right. Is that because... What colour are they?
Multicoloured. They've just had a parade.
So they're not grey?
What? They're not grey?
Oh, no, sorry. I've just got mixed up with something else that happened recently.
You don't know anything about aliens. Oh, I see. But they're grey, but they support equal marriage.
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. No, they are grey, obviously. And
obviously.
They have spaceships.
Of course they do.
They abduct people with. And then what they do is, do you know why they abduct people, guys?
I couldn't possibly imagine.
Right. Well, people think it's for experiments. It's not. It's because they like to feed on humans. Yeah.
So
they're not like Jim in that respect. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you a Grey?
Don't call him that.
Is he your dad?
This does explain the lycra.
I'm going to freak you all out if it's just to peel my skin off right now and reveal underneath in a Scooby-Doo style.
Yeah.
It's Old Man Withers. What would actually freak me out more if that wasn't lycra, that was your skin?
I just spray painted like cycling attire on.
Yeah.
Like Mystique out of X-Men just turned... onto a Grey.
Yeah, just like that. So what's the overall conclusion here, Dave?
I'm just going to let you know this before I carry on, but the reason...
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, the reason why they feed on humans, they don't feed on actual body, like what Jim does. They feed on If you're wondering what the most delicious part of the human is, it's their sadness. They feed on their unhappy thoughts of humans.
Right.
Wow.
And fear.
The more you talk, the more I believe.
Exactly. Yeah. But guys, don't worry. There's an answer for this. There's a way around it. There's a way to get rid of the grace and not get abducted. And the only way to do it is to be happy, man. Just to live a happy, fruitful life. And the aliens
will go
away. Is
this a church?
Are you going to try and sell me a book?
Hi, I'm Dave Rivers, and I'm here to tell you to keep the aliens away. You've got to be happy. Buy my book. It's $15.99 in all good bookshops.
Well, I'm trying to find out this firsthand, so I've bought an alien attraction device, which I bought. It's amazing. It's mystical.
Is it a bottle of gin?
No. It's a beautiful box. It's got loads of lights on it. I bought it off eBay. It's really, really like...
Is it
a TV? From a reputable...
Is it a disco set?
Yes.
Are you a DJ? Is this setting up? I'm available for children's parties, bar mitzvahs and alien abductions. It's Dave Rivers, everybody.
It's like the stick I bought for talking to ghosts that I got off Gumtree.
You've got a stick for talking to ghosts.
It's a magical stick.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's a mystical. It's the way you talk to ghosts.
What do you mean? Talk me through it. How do you speak to a ghost with a stick?
Well, it basically it clears the air into a visible kind of interdimensional.
The air is clear.
It's not clear enough.
Not outside today. It's a bit foggy.
It's not clear to your third eye, guys.
What? Don't bring that into it. This is the radio.
There's a reason you haven't been abducted, isn't there? Yeah. It's nothing to do with happiness.
It's because there's no sadness.
Just go into the forest like, me, pick me, why not me?
Let's examine his brain. No, this one hasn't got one, guys. What do we do with him? Put him on Gumtree. Right, so, Jim, summarise for me what we've just learned.
We have just learned that... aliens are offended if you call them the Greys. However, they eat your sadness, and they abduct people. They abduct people
to eat their sadness.
And they eat their sadness. And what's left with what happens to the carcass?
Oh, no, they don't kill you.
They just learn that.
Are you interested, Jim? Do you want it?
They don't kill you. They're not monsters. Jim.
I haven't had any dessert.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
On Radio Yorkshire, it's the Ross and Josh Show. I saw an incredibly unsmooth criminal the other day.
He didn't have a shave.
He was incredibly rough as badgers.
rough as badgers.
I was going to say something like...
That well-known shave.
Exactly. He's rough as badgers.
Bottom.
I witnessed a burglary the other day.
Oh, yeah, you actually did, didn't you?
I say I witnessed a burglary. I witnessed a man climbing over the wall with a laptop under his arm.
And you jumped to conclusions, didn't you, Ross?
I did.
Did he have a black and white shirt on and a mask?
He did. He had a brown bag. With
was Ronald McDonald chasing after him?
He was. It was terrifying, really.
Why the Hamburglar nicked Ronald McDonald's laptop?
For the secrets to his magical burgers.
That's it. Yeah, it's got all these details on it. It's got all his details. He's gonna steal his identity. That's it. It's an elaborate ruse. It is an incredibly elaborate. Also, he's trying to bring the McRib back. That's it. And Ronald just refuses, so I'll show you.
Did he take the McRib from woman to create man?
He did. Yo, Yorkshire, it's the Ross and Josh Show. I'm Ross, you're Josh.
Hiya.
You're
Dave.
Riv.
Verse.
And you are Jim.
I'm Jim. Bays.
Jim Bays.
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 Jim Bays.
Let's say that like some
like Jim Bays. 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 I like the buttery biscuit Bays.
I like the Jim Bays.
Fantastic.
Good.
Thanks, Shinara.
Thanks very much, Shinara. Anything else? Anything else to add?
It's so good. I need to take a picture for me.
Yeah, I agree. He's talking about the fish zoo there.
He is the fish zoo. Jim Bays is Jim Bays. I can't show you your name.
Jim Bays is fish zoo.
Jim Bays.
You know, Meghan Trainor was a fan, I believe.
Was she?
She's all about that Bays.
She was all about the Bays. There was no rivers. It's all about the Bays, no rivers. Anyway, this is the Ross and Josh Show. Now, do you know much about Ross and Josh, Jim?
I saw the Ross and Josh Show once.
Did you?
Mm.
And that's all you learned?
And that's all I learned.
All you learned. What about you, Dave? Do you know anything? Any facts about us?
Well, I used to put chairs out for you. It was my internship.
It wasn't at the show. It's just we hired Dave for a bit to do that for us.
He did, yeah. Just in case. Oh, I could do with a
sit-down.
Dave,
I need a chair.
We've had moderate success. We need someone to put chairs out.
Yeah. We've had moderate success with the audience standing. Now imagine what could happen if they were sat down. Anyway, let's find out more about Ross and Josh with Ian Transfield.
Before discovering the healing power of radio, Ross was on a quest to find the meaning of life. It is apparently to pick up a penguin. Raised in the wilderness of Swindon, Josh was taught carpentry at the age of 7 by a sentient yet suicidal tree. He no longer believes in hammers. Between the ages of 12 and 17, Ross existed entirely on a diet of whisked lard. How he did not die, doctors don't know. The universe is, in effect, infinite, ever-expanding and more vast than the human brain is capable of imagining, was the title of Josh's original script for Pitch Perfect 2. Ross was, for a short period of time in the summer of 1999, European kabaddi champion. He was stripped of his title in disgrace, and the reason why has never been revealed to the public. Josh once sat down for 3 hours, non-consecutively. Ross once visited the Dalai Lama. He wasn't in. Josh's favourite superhero has the ability to fly precisely 1.5 inches off the ground. His only weaknesses are large stones, dog mess, and curbs. When thinking about Josh, Ross has an uncontrollable urge to start small fires. Josh does not, that's not, know when he's been tangoed.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Is he awake? Can we talk to him?
I don't know. John, are you?
Hiya.
Aww, it's Baby John, everybody. Baby John, ladies and gentlemen. Baby John is in the studio.
Thank you
for joining us, Baby John.
Thanks for having me.
You all right, John? You sound a little bit, a little subdued this morning.
Yeah, I had a migraine earlier.
That's a shame. Was it sympathy pains for Josh?
I think it was, yeah.
Has it got anything to do with the fact that your head's falling off?
That also doesn't help, yeah. Josh is just trying to help me pop it back on. Do you like my chain?
I do like your goldy-looking chain.
That's exactly what it is, Ross.
It is. Where did you get it from, John?
Poundland.
Did you?
Yeah.
How much was it?
99 pence.
Okay, fantastic. You got change?
It was on offer, yeah.
John, thanks for coming in. I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. You'd lost your voice last week, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I don't know. It always seems to be in direct correlation as to whether Josh is here or not.
Yeah, I can understand that. That's fine. Do you want to wave to the listeners? The camera's over there.
Why would I wave to the listeners? Come on, Ross. You don't know how radio works, do you?
I don't. Has the last 2 hours and 15 minutes not showed you that? Has that not done that? John, hello. Hiya. There you go. Thanks for coming in, John. You're looking... you're a bit... I mean, I thought Jim was dressed inappropriately for this weather, but so are you.
Well, I've only got one set of clothes, so I don't know what Jim's excuse is.
Jim's only got one set of clothes as well. That's his skin.
That's his skin?
Yeah.
I'm looking at him. I can't open my eyes. I don't know why I'm turning around.
What have you been up to, John?
Oh, all sorts. I went to... before I did your last radio show, I went to go see that Jurassic World.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you like dinosaurs, don't you?
I do, but I don't know. They weren't very lifelike, were they?
What, the dinosaurs?
No, the people in it.
You thought the people weren't very lifelike.
Yeah, though. they just seemed a bit wooden to me, you know.
Did they, really?
I'm more of a Team America fan.
That's your kind of style of acting, is
or
it?
Or Pinocchio or something like that.
Right, that's what you like, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't like Jurassic World?
I like being John Malkovich as well.
That's an incredibly niche reference. I mean, not the film, but the part of the film you're referencing.
Yeah, I know.
I think most people would forget, John.
Well, they can just like the fact that I enjoy a good film.
We all like that. And you've actually seen more films than Josh as well, haven't you?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, good. So you didn't like Jurassic World, just the dinosaurs, just the people. That was what ruined it for you,
was it? Well, there was only one Rusk in it as well.
There was only one Rusk?
There was only one Rusk in Jurassic World.
Where was there a Rusk?
I tell you, blink and you'll miss it, Ross.
Really?
I mean, I can't open my eyes, so I can't blink, so I'm not going to miss it. But
so you didn't miss it?
No.
Oh, right, okay. So not enough Rusks, and the people weren't lifelike enough?
No.
Is that it?
Well, there was also the portrayal of the female characters in it, Ross.
Oh, right. You're disappointed by that, were you, John?
Absolutely. Terribly disappointed in it. And I don't think any of the female characters in that film would even come close to passing the Bechdel test.
No. What's the Bechdel test, John?
I've got no idea.
Incredible. I didn't know you were such a strident feminist.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely feminist. Feminist to the max.
Is that the slogan?
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks for coming in, John. So Jurassic World wasn't up to scratch. What else have you been up to? Anything?
I went for an audition.
You went for an audition?
Yeah.
Wow.
For Spider-Man. Lead role.
You went for Spider-Man?
Yeah, I went to actually be Spider-Man.
Wow. And you didn't get it?
No.
No. Why not?
Well, I can't really travel, so I insisted that they come to Leeds.
Right, but, to film Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen how Spider-Man gets around usually, but there's only... Is it Bridgewater Place?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all there is in Leeds, so that's all I can dangle off. So it wasn't much. It weren't really like Spider-Man. It was just like a big game of swing ball, swing baby, swing baby around the Bridgewater Place.
Swing baby, sweet chariot.
Yeah.
All right. So you didn't get Spider-Man.
No, I didn't get it. Although, funnily enough, I'm very good at kissing upside down. I assume.
I dread to think. Fantastic. So what have you else you been doing this week then? You been enjoying the tennis?
Oh, Wimbledon. Love Wimbledon.
Yeah?
Yeah, mainly for the Wombles, but...
obviously, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to have a go at Wimbledon, actually. I'd like to have a go at playing tennis, yeah.
I'm not sure you'd be too good at tennis, John.
Why not?
There's a lot of hand-eye coordination, isn't there?
Yeah, well, yeah, to be fair, I can't open my eyes and I can't move my hands. So.
No, you can't, no. You're going to be in real trouble.
Yeah.
In real trouble. You could be a ball boy, though.
Ball baby, more.
You could be a ball baby.
What do I have to do?
You just have to fetch the balls. Do you want to go?
I don't think it's going to work out for me.
Do I not?
Well, I can't move of my own accord.
that's terrible. Could Josh not help you?
Yeah, but then he may as well just do it, hasn't he?
Josh could not be a ball boy.
Why not?
There's no way Josh is getting let in the All England club.
Why not? Why can't I be a ball boy?
Oh, hello, Josh. You've gone back in the studio.
I know.
Yeah, why can't he be a ball boy?
Yeah, why can't I be a ball boy, Ross?
I don't know. You just don't strike me as ball boy material.
What is ball boy material?
Dave?
Oh, well, it's a long, hard, arduous journey.
You had to say long and hard, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, we are talking about ball material, so, yeah. John, any thoughts on that?
Well, what else could I do then?
You could be an umpire.
How long is it going to take me to get up them steps?
We'll help you. You don't have to move much for that, do you?
No, you can set me out a little tray on the top of the umpire's chair, like a high chair sort of thing, and mush me up some rusks or something, and I'll sit and have them whilst I'm watching the tennis.
Do you know the scoring system?
1-0.
No, the tennis scoring system.
180!
Almost.
He's coming just under par at Birdie Eagle 5.
No, John, no.
Try! Touchdown! Touchdown! 1-0.
That's every sport, every other sport, John. Every other sport apart from tennis. Tennis starts with love.
Every great thing starts with love, Ross.
have you ever been in love, John?
I'm 6 months old, Ross. Don't be daft.
That's true. It's true. I thought you could teach me, John. I thought you could teach me.
Is he still 6 months old?
He is still 6 months old, yeah.
I've been 6 months old for 8 months now.
you must be a saddler.
Oh, yeah, OK, yeah. Well, no, actually, my gestation period was much shorter than that of a saddler. The requisite amount of years for a saddler to gestate is 9 years.
9 years. 9 years.
And as I said,
9 years
I'm
a
six
saddler.
Months old, but I've been around for 8 months, so you do the maths.
I refuse to.
OK.
I flat out refuse to. Yeah, so it starts with love, then it goes 15, 30, 40, and then if both people get 40, then it's juice.
Well, I know a lot about juice.
You do know a lot about juice, that's fine. And so, right. Well, you could be an umpire.
I could, well...
What do you reckon, Jim?
I have absolutely no idea if maybe John could be an umpire.
But are you not in charge of Wimbledon?
I'm not in charge of Wimbledon.
Have you been watching Wimbledon?
No. My only understanding of Wimbledon is that some people play tennis and some of them aren't allowed to play anymore.
That's basically the extent of my understanding of it as well.
That's how a tournament works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. That's all sports, isn't it?
that's pretty much, yeah. What about you, Dave? Have you been watching Wimbledon?
No, I think for 1 month of every single year, we all seem to forget what a rubbish sport tennis is.
There you go, John. Anyway, I like Wimbledon. Do you like Wimbledon, Josh?
What, sorry?
Do you like Wimbledon, Josh?
It's all right, isn't it?
Would you like to know more about it?
I'd love to know more about Wimbledon.
Here's more from Ian Dransfield.
10 handy facts about Wimbledon that you definitely didn't know. The scoring system at Wimbledon was originally meant to encapsulate category theory, the formalising mathematical structure underpinning morphisms. This was fortunately never used, and instead we end up with the definitely logical and not at all weird 15-30-40 scoring. Strawberries and cream is the TV-friendly choice of snack to wolf down during a Wimbledon match. But what you don't see on telly is the thousands of spectators happily snarfing down the even more traditional dish of pepperami dipped in salad cream. While we are all aware the most decorated tennisser in Wimbledon history is Martina Navratilova, what you might not know is that she also holds the world record for most flumps consumed in a 24-hour period, 11. Wimbledon's well-known dress code of all white will be dropped as of 2017 when a new sponsorship deal with Global Hypercolor comes into effect. Yellow underwear will be discouraged. Longtime Wimbledon commentator Barry Davies wrote, composed and performed a song to be used alongside the tournament's opening ceremony in 1992. The track, titled Reasons to Hate Tennis, was never used. Originally built by Mayan settlers in the year 1139, Centre Court was, somewhat ironically, initially used for championship polo matches, also human sacrifice. Roger Federer has long been claimed to be a fever dream of Pete Sampras, though this has been dismissed by Federer as wholly unsubstantiated. Sampras could not be reached for comment. Up until 2001, ball boys and ball girls were actually ball dogs. While rigorously trained, eager and hard-working, their use was suspended indefinitely following an incident involving Goran Ivanišević and a game of what the Croatian called extreme fetch. Wimbledon's world-famous grass courts are, as we all know, made of clay. But few know that the clay is actually made from the alloy pewter. Wimbledon's longest ever match still hasn't finished. Beginning on June 28, 1967, the match has continued uninterrupted for almost 50 years. Some claim it's a miraculous state of affairs, while the naysayers maintain the match should have been called off after one of the competitors died in 1982. They're your Wimbledon facts. Now you know.
The Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Hey, Josh.
Bonjour, ça va, ouais.
Hello, how are you? Yes. Is that what you've just said?
That's exactly what I said. That's what I meant to say.
Is it? That's what you meant to say?
Yeah.
That's what you're going for. Can you speak any more French?
No.
I can say, je suis un pomme de terre.
I am a potato.
You are a potato.
Thank you.
Well done. Thanks very much. And also joining in the studio today is Dave Rivers.
Hola, quiero un bocadillo de coco.
Can
you're
I
a
have...
chocolate sandwich.
Yes.
Chocolate.
You are a chocolate sandwich.
No, quiero, I am. I want a chocolate sandwich.
Quiero.
I want a chocolate sandwich.
That would be soy on bocadillo de coco.
Language hour for morons.
Language hour for things you will never say. Jim,
hola,
speak?
El elefante es verde.
My elephant is green.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. What about you, Jim? Do you know anything useless in another language?
I barely speak English that well. I struggle with all forms of foreignness. I can say croissant. Croissants were offered this morning.
You can say... Wouldn't it be funny if you couldn't? What if you're like, I can say...
Can I have one of them...
Croissant. Can I have a croissant, please?
Please, can I have a croissant?
I was no good at French at school. I just didn't have that certain... I don't know what.
I feel like I've been here before, but I'm not sure how.
Jim, very good. Very good.
Incredible. Fantastic stuff. Terminos centavos, por favor.
No.
That means remain seated, please.
Okay.
I think I was on a Spanish airline once. That was it.
You think you're on a Spanish airline once?
I was on a Spanish airline once, yeah. It's a bit like, do you not get that, where you think you're not sure whether things have actually happened or not to you?
All the time. Just constantly.
Such as this, right now. Is that what's happening? It's the Ross and Josh Show with Jim Bass and Dave Rivers.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
And other people have entered as well, the studio. We've got Terrace Talk coming up in about 29 minutes, where here on Radio Yorkshire we'll be talking through our favourite terraces. Just from alphabetical. What's your favourite terrace?
I'm going to point out the window at that one.
Yeah.
There's a football stadium over there.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, mio Dio. There you go. That's Oh, My God in Italian for you.
Brilliant.
Language hour for idiots. Language hour for idiots. There we go. That's another one. We'll do that next week. We can do more. We can learn more. We'll get some language experts in and get them to teach us useless phrases.
I bet Gennaro knows a few.
I bet Gennaro knows all sorts of things.
Double yolk. I ask her for one egg, instead of give me two. Double yolk of egg. That's good. I love it.
Fantastic.
In Italy says, what a beautiful belly you have.
There you go. There's an Italian phrase. There's what a beautiful Italian belly phrase, you have. Yeah. That's our aim for next week. We've got to learn how to say, what a beautiful belly you
is
have.
That's how the dad bod originated. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
A belly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you're both missing trends. You've lost weight and got fit. You've grown a beard. I am very much on trend, gentlemen, with my dad bod.
And your clean-shaven face.
My clean-shaven face and paunch. That's what I'm going for. Yeah. I've always been trendy, mate.
So I used to say when I was losing it.
How did you get it back?
I didn't.
Right, yeah, fair enough. Dave Rivers, you've been talking about aliens, so thanks for coming on. We were just talking about Wimbledon here on Radio Yorkshire. Baby John is still in the studio. You all right, John?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're the only one who likes tennis.
I love tennis.
You do? Yeah, that's true. Do you love other sports, John?
I like that kabaddi thing. Looks quite entertaining. I don't really. I've watched 5 videos on it. I still don't know what it is.
You could do that. Yeah, we could learn. We could. Baby John plays kabaddi. We could do that.
Please don't make me play kabaddi.
Is there a ball involved? You could possibly be the ball.
Could be the ball.
I don't think there is a ball.
No, there isn't a ball. No. You just have to say kabaddi a lot.
You just have to say kabaddi and kabaddi, run at
kabaddi,
people.
Kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. This is top class radio. Let's show it on Radio Yorkshire. What about football? Do you like football, John?
No.
Who's your great-great-grand? Do you know anything about your relatives, John?
Well, my dad's a crash test dummy.
I quite like that song they did.
Oh, he's got it.
Yeah, there you go, that one.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That
sure.
Yeah, it was good. Very good. Very
no,
good.
Ross, I don't know any of my other relatives.
My great great granddad is William Fatty Folks. He was the heaviest ever goalkeeper to the heaviest ever footballer to play professional football, and also the heaviest cricketer as well.
How tall was he?
He was 6'2",
right,
and he was 24 stone.
What?
Yes.
That's two of me.
Exactly, yeah.
My
yeah.
Lord.
He was 6'2", 24 stone. He played professional football in the late 19th, early 20th centuries. And he got one cap for England, but he was a troublemaker, so they didn't cap him again, funnily enough. Yeah, he was an incredible man. If you Google him, there's actually video of him playing in a football match in 1902. In fact, I'll put that on the thing. What's it called? The Twitter.
We'll
put it on the Twitter.
The light box in the corner of the room.
Exactly, yeah, which you bought from Gumtree.
What was he called again, Ross?
He's called William Fatty Folks, or Folk.
Did he really get around the pitch?
He was surprisingly agile, actually.
For a big man.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
exactly. For a big man.
So, he played cricket as well. Was this after one game of football where he got his one cap and they were like, football's not for you?
No, cricket's a summer game, so he played cricket during the summer.
Right. Well, actually, you don't know this.
There's not enough of that anymore, is there?
There isn't, no.
Back in those days, there was only ever 12 men.
In the world?
In the UK, yeah.
So, of aliens,
so they
though.
Had to just swap people over in different spots.
The cricketer's injured himself. We need another cricketer. There's just one cricketer. That was it. One cricketer, one butcher.
Blacksmith.
Yeah, blacksmith. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, he played for Blackwell Colliery, actually, down the mines. And he got his break when he played in an amateur game against Derby County. And he went out for a punch to punch the ball out. And he hit the striker in the face and knocked his teeth out. And then he was signed for Sheffield United the week later on that basis.
That's their recruitment policy, isn't it? Still there today.
This is the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
Hello.
How are you feeling, buddy?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look like you've been through a harrowing experience.
I always look like that.
You do look a lot like that, that is true. It's the Ross and Josh Show. I'm Ross. I'm feeling great. I'm not. I'm incredibly hot.
Snatch your shot.
Meow.
And I'm joined by Dave Rivers, who does an incredible impression of a cat.
Meow.
That's uncanny. Absolutely uncanny.
That's an excited cat.
And Jim Bays in the studio, pioneer of the fish zoo.
Fish zoo.
There you go. See,
I've created a new jingle.
You have. That's beautifully done. Have you thought about going into marketing?
No,
I think that's for the best.
It is for the best.
The only problem with having an incredibly hot radio studio is as the show goes on, the energy just seeps out of it. You three look like, I don't know what happened.
I'm on fire. Way, raw energy.
You came in, you were full of the joys of spring.
Yep.
It was so hot earlier, your head collapsed.
Yep.
And Jim's, he's still sweating now.
I am a sweaty, sweaty man.
You've been sweating since the moment you walked in.
This is correct. It's because the thing is, I cycled here and I'm like not one of these like, ooh, promoting cycling, you should cycle instead of drive. I'd cycle here generally because I can't afford a car.
Oh, right, okay.
And I'm sweating not because of the exertion, but because it's incredibly terrifying being on the roads of Leeds on a bicycle.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah. Have you nearly, how many times have you nearly been killed?
At least four this morning.
Genuinely.
At least for this morning. I mean, that's down to my own inability to cycle.
That's because you drove into a wall.
There are situations where vehicles tend to... vehicle drivers... in fact, I had a discussion with one this morning. It was very pleasant. He said, you there, sir. please remove yourselves from my vicinity. Words to that effect. And then mumbled something...
You're cycling in Victorian times?
It was... I
dismounted my penny farthing.
And I said, you rapscallion.
I could have used the exact terminology, but I'm not sure it's broadcastable. He made a bizarre argument about me not paying for road tax, and that meant that I wasn't eligible to ride my bicycle on the road. Not true.
Well, you were on the motorway, Jim.
Not true.
The M621 isn't made for bikes.
That's true.
I was carrying the bicycle and naked. Can't understand his problem.
Yeah. There's a particular road tax for that, I think. That's very, very specific road tax. Do you pay road tax, Josh? What do you pay? You don't pay tax at all.
I don't pay. I don't even pay my rent, Ross.
That's true. Which is a shame. Your landlord must be livid.
He must be livid.
Yeah, absolutely livid.
Oh, well.
I don't think he's poisoning your food to give you migraines.
I think that explains it.
I'm not.
Okay.
Or am I?
Well, you're cooking for me, so it's about the same.
Deep.
Wow. That was a low blow.
I'm sorry.
That's fair enough. Josh's idea, he said the other day, he said, so we've got to dip out, or just make a quick dinner. He's like, yeah, I'll just do a stir fry. I was like, right. I came back 10 minutes later. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just marinating the chicken. I was like, we've got to go out. He's 50 minutes. It's absurd. Your attention to detail is absurd.
Well, there you go.
Marinating chicken for a stir fry. Mm-hmm. That's intense.
That is incredibly intense. That is too much. Too much. Yeah. I'm all for effort, but that's too much effort.
Jim?
I don't know why I'm looking at Jim. Jim, you are the effort's arbiter for today.
Effort arbiter?
Yeah, the effort arbiter.
We're doomed. We're all doomed. Run.
What was the last thing you cooked, Jim?
Last thing I cooked...
Lion.
Last thing I cooked...
His name was Steve...
he was a rotund fella, made it easy to catch.
Wasn't Ross's great-grandfather?
It was, yeah. Hello, welcome to Radio Yorkshire, where Jim Bayes is going to eat my great-grandfather live on air. Incredible. Oh, God, this is a feature. This is Ofcom won't have a problem with this at all.
No, not at all.
There's nothing in the radio guide about cannibalism. It seems to be fine.
It's fine. Okay, that's good. It's rocking fine. On.
Carry on. You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire. We're going to be talking betting very shortly. We're going to have a £5 betting challenge next week.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to find the weirdest bets you could possibly have.
Right, but the thing is, because I know little about betting, and somebody said to me last night that they just barked out, what are the chances of Tiger Woods getting a 69? And... I understand that carding under a 70 in golf is quite an achievement, but at the time when he said that, Ross is looking at me, by the way, as if to say, you shouldn't have said that. But
I'm just saying, just remember where you are, Jim. Remember what time it is in the morning.
Oh, yes. He's
merely commenting on the betting
scores,
Ross. I am
talking golf. So
we'll be talking more about that very shortly indeed here on Radio Yorkshire.
You're listening to the Ross and Josh Show on Radio Yorkshire.
And that's about all we've got time for, really, pretty much.
Okay.
Unless you want to, do you want to talk a bit more?
No, I'm going to go and have a sit down. I think.
I'm going to have a little sit down. Thanks to Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks to Dave Rivers.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks to Jim Bayes.
Thank you all.
Thanks to Peter Brush. Thanks to Ian Dransfield. And thanks to my great great granddad. And of course, if you're listening and you're an alien, then come in next week and dispute all the facts, the so-called facts that Dave Rivers told you.